All right. So let's move on to something else. I'm going to start a folder here with used.
Where are my girlfriends?
Oh, you want to go straight into the Jews, do you?
Yeah. Well, I'm still willing and able.
Okay. So, oh my goodness. We can't do that.
Why not?
Okay. We can go straight into the Jews. Let's do that. So, here's something.
Oh, yeah. This guy's good.
That I want you to explain for the audience here. What is happening with this? Well, yeah. So you're going to basically speak for this gentleman who obviously is Jewish.
Well, he's a rabbi and he's jumping for joy that the Muslims and the Christians kill each other. But killing the Christians is even more important. So, and not like Christian man, oh, this guy, oh, man, Sacha Baron Cohen. It's insane, this guy, how much he hates the goy.
So, there's going to be some, okay, I'm going to speak. What I told you before, the Messiah will come only when Edom, Europe, and Christendom will have fallen completely. So, I am asking, it is a good news that Islam is invading Europe. It's an excellent news. It's announcing the arrival of the Messiah. Excellent news. You will pay dearly for it, Europeans, to such an extent you have no idea. And you will have no place to run to, because all the evil you have done to Israel, you will pay for it. When Italy will be gone, when Edom, that is where Christianity is headquartered, which comes from Hassel, is there. When that place will be gone, and that's what Islam is going. Islam, the broom of Israel, you have to know it.
It's insane.
Islam is the broom of Israel. What does that mean?
That means they will do the dirty work for the Jews.
So these guys
are getting rid of the white Christians.
The goy.
The Europeans ate them.
What is the goy?
The goy are like cattle. They are like...
And that, at the end of time, everyone will see his account settled. Great carnage will be prepared in the country of Edom, Rome.
And Rome, a new Rome is America.
It is a day of vengeance for the Eternal. A year of retaliation for the cause of Zion. All of this is written in the I Cite the Prophet. This guy says, the prophet Zechariah in chapter 14. Before this statute that represents the Islamic and Christianity power, how is it going to be to destroy at the end of times? Now he says, and it will be the Jewish world that will grow and grow. And it will be the nation that will manage the world. We call it Eretz Israel. Why? Because the skin of Z is the only one that can be pulled. The land of Israel, when Hebrew will stretch it, the whole world will be Israel. And Israel will be Yerushalayim. And the only person who will dominate the world will be Ezra Tashem. With the Mashah, this rock that will grow. And it will be the people of Israel. Generation after that, it's Esav and Jacob. So Ishmael is the father of the Arabs. Cousins. And Esav is the Christians. Edom. These two are the heads of the world nations. It began from them. And this is how, by the way, and I am not a prophet, it is written in the Zohar that before the salvation, massive wars will be in the world between Edom and Ishmael. It does not mention, do you see what is going on in the world? Christians. Today we have Putin, Trump. They are Christians. Against seven Muslim Muslims. Wait, it's only the beginning. Very tough wars to be fighting in the world. Not between country to country, but between Edom and Ishmael. Thank God. We are in the very advance in this stage. Sip. I'll take a sip of beer. Where are we in all of this? We are in the middle.
Yes, you're organizing it.
You will understand in a minute. We are exactly in the middle because it's written, the Hafech, they will fight in such a war that the world did not see yet, the deadliest ever. And then in the middle of the war, they will say, wait, it's all because of Jews. Wait. I'm saying what the Hafech said. Please do not disturb. He said that they will stop and say, it's all because of the Jews. Everything is because of the Jews. It's a cup of milk that spilled in Beijing, China. Probably a Jew did it. So the Jews are responsible for this too. So they will want to come. But the hatred between them will be so great, they couldn't come on us. And then they will continue to fight. And eventually they will come on Israel. 70 nations together. Gog, Magog. They will all come here. And we don't need nothing to do nothing. And also not to be frightened. It is all written in Tanah Davei. You see, everything is going to this direction. Okay, this guy. Take over, please.
This guy is my...
In your best Yiddish accent.
I don't hear him.
You speak for him.
I can speak for him, and he's telling like, okay, we have sunflower
paste. Is that your best Dutch Yiddish accent?
Ah, fuck you. He has sunflower pits, and he will watch the Christians and the Muslims.
Yeah, he did say that. He's saying that they will be eating sunflower seeds.
And then when they are all gone, the Jews are there, and they will have 2,700 slaves, according to their Talmud.
So what is the deal with the 2,700 slaves, goys, and the Jews having 2,700 goy slaves?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit more of us than of them.
How will they be able to control all the slaves?
Through like a chip and some kind of cord around your neck that they have a remote control and they kill you. That's how you control.
Now, they're controlling the people of the world right now through the media, yes. Through the banks,
yes.
Through the corporations,
yes.
Through the medical industries.
Yes, through the courts, through the big pharma. Through basically everything, police, armies, everything. They control everything because they are the owner class and we are the slave class.
Now, what's interesting is there's less than 1% of the human population on Earth is Jewish.
No, even less than that, man. We got 7 billion and the Jewish are with 15 million, 16 million.
Now, they are, and again, this is not being anti-Semitic, what we're saying. I have many friends, as you do too, who are Jewish people, and they're very good, and I love them. They're great. But the fact is, they have the primary CEOs of Pfizer and all these other pharmaceutical companies that are killing people with these vaccines are Jewish. The primary owners of all the television networks...
Well, they're not Jews, they're Satanists, but they hide behind Judaism, say with Catholic, with the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, or with the converted Muslims, the Wahhabists. They hide behind organized religion to put forth their plan. And most of the Jews, well, a lot of Jews don't know about this. If the vaccination rate in Israel with Pfizer is real, they've been the Jewish people, the majority have been the most deceived people in the world. But this guy is not deceived. This guy is never going to take a vaccine. He's just yelling like, okay, go genocide, here we go. We behind everything because we own the banks and we finance both sides of the war. We have, like Al Zelensky, 12 rules of radicals. The protocols of sign. We know how to implement and divide people, bigger people than us, make them kill each other.
Now, this is an interesting theory that you brought up the other day. And I also said, and I'm saying it now, if Hitler had done what these pharmaceutical
companies... This guy is glad about Hitler.
Yeah. And I tell people this, and then they say I'm crazy, and they call me anti-Semitic, which I'm not. But if Hitler had done what the pharmaceutical companies are doing to Israel right now, vaccinating these people to die.
It's Megalon on steroids.
He's going to kill, 70% of the Israeli population is going to be decimated.
That for me, is it deception or is it real? If it's real, it's the same thing as the Second World War with the Jews.
Yeah, but you're thinking it may be deception. Explain that theory to me.
Well, maybe they got a placebo, and it's just they own the media to get the rest of the nations on board. And then when everybody died, they are like, oh, look, divine intervention with the chosen people, the vaccine did deliver us. I don't know.
So that's an interesting theory. What the Dutchman is saying for those people at home who, when they hear The Last Dutchman on, they say they have to listen to the podcast.
I don't know this.
Over and over to understand him. because either he doesn't speak loud enough or maybe his Dutch accent is so strong, yes, like my New York accent. What he's saying is basically that supposedly the people in Israel, not the people, but the government, the deep state, is using them to make it seem like they're actually getting the vaccine, but they're actually getting a placebo. And what's going to happen is after the rest of the world dies, oh, look, see, now he's eating the sunflower seeds and spitting them out while watching. And you see, he says it's like a tennis game, watching the Muslims and the Christians fight, and that the Jews are going to sit back and just watch the Muslims and the Christians kill each other.
They instigated the fight, eh? They instigated, like 9/11, they instigate the fight.
It's interesting that you say they instigate the fight, because I'm going to show you something here. I'm going to pause this video because it's quite long, but I do want to show you something that backs up what you're saying here. Okay, hold on. I think it's this one right here. Check this out. This is a $8,000 hat snatched from a Hasidic man's head in Williamsburg. So apparently they wear $8,000 hats.
Yeah, with the fur, the mink fur, what is it?
Yeah.
They have special hats.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, this is what I wanted to show you. Just what you said, which I agree. A New York Post article says the Brooklyn rabbi
is a guy from Bolivia or what?
He's financing multiple Afghan refugee rescue missions.
Of course he does.
So the Jews are paying for the Muslims to come into the United States so that
human trafficking and also give men guns and just kill some Christians.
And then, like the guy was saying, eat some sunflower seeds and just watch the Muslims and the Christians kill each other.
It's almost like, hey, Victor, here's $100. I want you to punch him in the head. Here's $100. And you're like, okay, $100, I punch him in the head.
And you sit there and you eat sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
While this
because if you punch me in the head, I will punch you back. And there's a fight. $400. A piece of paper. A promissory note. I print it out of nothing and I give it to you and you do what I was saying. And same with the Palestinians. Oh, this is a beauty too. Same with the Palestinians. I hear the rabbi say, like, well, they are slaves. How are the Palestinian slaves? Well, I give them a little piece of paper, we print it to infinity, and they build me a house. Who's the slave here?